Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the crone. Now that we have entered the darkest time of the year, we conjure up images of the crone, the woman with flyaway gray hair and wizened skin, of the crone bent over her cauldron, stirring a magical brew and murmuring incantations. In our images, we see her wearing a pointed conical hat and a tattered black cloak, with a great hooked nose and eerie cackles. Fairy tales are full of crones, wicked witches, evil stepmothers, and sinister queens who seek to thwart the journeys of heroines and youths. We have a well-defined stereotype of the crone in our culture, sometimes menacing, sometimes ludicrous, never respected. But let us not forget the fabled fairy godmother, the benevolent crone, for the crone is multidimensional. Mythologies throughout the world have crone figures, wise old women who oversee the ending of things. These are generally goddesses of death, and they rule over the land of the dead. But in ancient tradition, the land of the dead was also the realm of regeneration, the cauldron of rebirth. And the crone continuously received the dead, restored them, and sent them back to life. This is the original meaning of the crone's cauldron, where she stirred the dead back to life while murmuring her sacred incantations. Because the crone is an aspect of the triple goddess, she is gendered female. But the crone can be any gender, really, for all genders are included within the goddess. The crone is also seen as an old woman. But a crone can be any age. Old age is merely a metaphor for experience and wisdom. No matter what your age or gender, you can express crone energy. The crone is a magician, a magus, who makes things appear and disappear. The crone is an alchemist, a shapeshifter, who changes things from one form to another. The crone is the mystic, the shaman, who sees into other realms, travels to other dimensions to collect wisdom and bring it back to us for healing and enlightenment. The crone is also the huntress, she who transforms the living into the dead and sends them to the underworld for rebirth. And finally, the crone is the dancer, like the goddess Kali, the quintessential crone, who dances in the graveyard, dances on the corpses of the dead, dances on the inert body of Shiva to rekindle the flow of life and transform him back into the living. The crone is the conduit for life energy, which flows through her but is not contained by her. Like the shaman, the crone channels energy, passing on visionary experiences to those who need the information. Thus, the crone is also a healer, and those who engage in healing professions draw upon crone energy, channeling healing to those in need. The crone is also a teacher, and all those who seek to impart learning and understanding draw upon crone energy, sharing wisdom with those who are ready to receive it. When in your life do you draw upon crone energy? There are many ways. Both night dreaming and daydreaming are crone work, as they access knowledge from unconscious or subconscious realms. That epiphany, that aha moment, that flash of enlightenment are all crone moments when you break through from one level of awareness to another. Thus, there are moments in each day when you can experience the crone in yourself. O sacred crone, touch my life in the places where I need transformation, and connect me in that moment to the sacred energy that dwells in everything. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.